And if you have questions for the coaches here this morning, just use the chat feature or the raise your hand icon. We welcome on the call the head coach at UAlbany, Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Greg.
Morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm well. I hope you are too. Congratulations to you and your team as you claim the Golden Apple, 38-20 win over Stony Brook on Saturday. What did you like about the way your team played Saturday?
Yeah, you know, we had a little bit of a rocky start on offense, but I thought, you know, we gave up a pick, which is unusual for a reason. But the good thing is immediately responded on offense. I think we scored the next four times we had the football on offense, which was a good sign that we could overcome adversity. And I thought the defense was played very well for most of the game. It was a good win for us. We knew, you know, I got to give Stony Brook a lot of credit. You know, that's a rival game, as we all know, and they played their tails off. You know, it was a hard fought game for us, but we were able to get some big plays at key moments and get enough of a lead that we felt pretty comfortable.
First question this morning from Mark Thinglas. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Greg. Just the chance to win a share of a league title on Saturday. How much of a motivation is that, and what would that mean to the program?
I think, from our standpoint, you know, we've talked about it a lot about, you know, just you got to win a game. You know, we got a big game to play against a high quality opponent, but yeah, it's huge. You know, it would be our first CAA title, and it's something that is important to us. It's why we play the game. It's part of the goals that you have every year when you go into it, is to make the playoffs and have a chance to win your conference, you know? So yeah, we're excited about it, but I think, you know, we've really spent the year focusing on just individual games, and we know what we have to deal with this week is a really good football team, you know, and it's certainly going to be a tough game, but we'll be excited to be there. Hopefully we're really hoping our fans continue to come out to the game. You know, I know, late in the year is always a little bit tougher, but hopefully they can get their jackets on and come out and support our football team.
And I know you just mentioned you're focusing on the game itself, but I think I would think a possible seed and a first round bye are also at play. Greg, how important is that, do you think?
You know what, Mark? I honestly, you know, we're obviously they would be great, but we're really focused on trying to win this football game. You know, we're in rarefied air, and we feel like this is a big, big game for us, as the last every game has been leading up to it. It's this conference is really tough. Anybody can get you at any day. You see it week in and week out. You just, you know, you got to go out and play a really tough team in a big game, and we need to focus on that. We'll worry about the other stuff afterwards.
Thank you.
Sure.
Greg, we've talked a lot about Reese this season, and as you said, the pick six early on, you get down 7-0, but after that, he was pretty close to perfect, 20-28, 247 yards, four touchdowns, went to three different guys. Just talk about his ability to spread the ball around, including the guy Levi Wentz. I think it was an ODU transfer that caught his first TD for you.
Yeah, he's played very well this year, and there were some tough circumstances earlier in the year that was, you know, for him that was weather related or travel related, you know, just tough games, you know, playing against Marshall and Hawaii away. And I think he's been really good all year. I think he's exceptional. His ability to get out away from the pass rush and convert third downs was just phenomenal Saturday. They had us in a third and 14. He scrambles for a first down. We get an illegal block. Now it's third and 11. He doesn't blink and converts, and it ends up in the touchdown. So he's been very good. I think he's one of the top quarterbacks in the CAA. And when he's playing like this, we're tough out, and we're expecting him to play well this week against another, you know, good team.
Talk about Levi a little bit. We've talked about Brevin and Julian. What does he add to that fleet of receivers that you have?
Yeah, we were really excited for Levi. As crazy as it sounds, it's his first touchdown he ever scored in his life. So he was a defensive player in high school. We recruited him as a safety back when he was – he's a Pittsburgh kid. And so when he came out Old Dominion, we were really excited about getting him. He's just scratching the surface right now. He's very talented. He's just young at receiver because he's never really played a ton of receiver. And it was really exciting for him to get that touchdown. And he also was a massive factor returning kicks for us. He had two long kick returns that set up great field position. So he had a great day, and he's just one more weapon you want to add to your arsenal.
Griffin Waddell, career high 135 yards. It's three out of the last four now over 100 yards. When he is playing that way, how much does that aid Reese in the passing game?
Yeah, he, you know, he's played every game, he gets better. You know, I think, you know, he's learning patience. I think the great backs have patience when they run, and you see it with Sheridan, you see it with Lobby, and these really great running backs. You know, it's one thing, backs that run hard and are positive game guys, that's all good. But the guys that are really exceptional have a patience about them, letting things develop. And I can just see this coming with him. He's not there yet with those other two, but he's starting to show me signs of it. And that's what I think I'm most excited about. He's a threat with the running the ball, catching the ball, and he's stout in pass protection. So for a freshman, he's been phenomenal in my mind.
Question for you this morning from Kyle Kenson. Go ahead, Kyle.
Morning, Coach. Wanted to ask a little bit more about Griffin, you know, just kind of his story and how he was able to work his way up into the rotation, and how sort of fulfilling has it been to see his development over the course of the season, where he started?
Yeah, he really started showing up in spring practice, and, you know, we had brought a couple backs in. You know, Faisal Aiden has been really good for us as well. He's a little banged up, and so they formed a 1-2 punch. Nate Larkin had been in the mix and playing well earlier in the year. And he just, you know, the offensive coaches were really excited about him, what they were seeing. And I just was preaching caution because I know it's really tough for a young back to carry that load. But, you know, he just kept excelling and he's been very good. And, you know, we have a lot of faith in him. And at the end of the day, that's a big part of it, trusting your guys. And he goes out and plays really well. And I think we have a really good 1-2 punch with Griff and with Faisal, so that, you know, he's done really well. He's become a little celebrity around Albany, being a local guy.
Thank you.
Sure.
Greg, we've touched especially early when he had the big game about Dylan Kelly, but 14 more tackles Saturday. I think he's up to what, 135 now for the season, an unbelievable number. Just talk about the consistency that he's had all year. He's in on seemingly every play, and just talk about the year that he's had.
Yeah, he's been exceptional. He came here as a walk-on. You know, we've done really good work with our walk-on program. He went from a walk-on to a partial scholarship to a full scholarship guy. He's the kind of guys we want to build and develop from within. And his ability to get to the ball carrier is remarkable. And having been around a lot of great middle linebackers in my life, he's as good as anybody I've been around. I mean, he's at any level. He's smart. He's athletic. He knows where to go. He can take blocks on, but he also can slip them. And he's pretty good in coverage as well. So, you know, it's just been a special year for him. The numbers are outstanding, and they're all legitimate. I mean, mostly we usually see a tackle or two that he could have been credited with that would be additional at times. But he's a good one, he makes it all go on defense. We're good in a lot of areas on defense, but the middle linebacker makes it work.
Your team held Stony Brook to 59 yards, which then made you now number one in FCS against the run. Saturday, you faced the number one running back in all of FCS and Jaden Sheridan. Maybe talk about that matchup and what impresses you about Jaden.
Yeah, he's, you know, he tore us up last year. You know, I think he had he had way too many long runs, you know, a 70 yarder and a 98 yard run against us. Someone had a 98. They beat us up in the run game. He's really talented. He's fast. He's not easy to tackle, but he finds creases and he can make you pay. If he gets out in the open field, we don't have anybody that can catch him, you know. So we've got to swarm tackle him. We got to put bodies on him. We have to, you know, it's a big part of this is, you know, we've been a good tackling team all year, but then again, I'm not sure we faced somebody of this caliber. So, you know, the Marshall running back was really good. And obviously Dylan Lobby, we have a lot of respect for, and some good backs, but he's a challenge. He can change the football game quickly, and we need to get him on the ground, and we need to be physical.
And then if you do slow him down, they also have the nation's leader in receiving in Dymier Miller. What challenges does he present for your secondary?
Yeah, you know, I just think they have a great offense. I think when you look at the talent that they have, they spread the ball around, the people that can hurt you. The quarterbacks played, Marquise has played very, very well the last few weeks, but really all year in my mind. He's got great touch. He's able to get the ball. So they force you to not – you really can't oversell to stop one. You got to make some plays. You got to put some pressure on the quarterback. You know, we've been good at putting our hands on the quarterback. You know, we got to – you know, it's not about sacks to me. It's about pressure. It's always about pressure on a quarterback. You got to make him uncomfortable. But that's a challenge when you're trying to stop a great – you know, the number one tailback in the country. So there's a lot of challenges for our defense. I know they're excited. This is, obviously, there's a lot of good things for us to try to look at and try to get after. But they're – you know, they present massive problems on their offensive side.
Before I let you go, you talked about what playing for a championship means for you and your program. It's also senior day for some guys who have been involved with your program for quite a while. Just talk about that group.
Yeah, it's been a great – you know, this pandemic thing, these guys kind of are the end of the pandemic, and we really had it hard here. We, you know, 2020, we had literally didn't work out or have a practice in the entire year of 2020. It really hurt us. I think, you know, what you saw last year was the coming together of a good football team. You know, we were in games all year. We lost tight battles, but they grew through it and they stuck together. And I think the success we've had so far this year is a testament to those seniors and the hard work, how much they care about it. And honestly, they're great teammates, how much they care about each other. So this is a special group. I'm happy that we were able to have a real solid year. It'd be awesome to send them out with a championship, but there's work to do and a heck of a football team coming in here to compete against.
All right, Greg, thanks as always for your time this morning, and hopefully we're talking again next week.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, thank you. Once again, for me,